The Lord be with you. Emmanuel, God be with you. I love that greeting. I love that greeting of the Lord be with you, Emmanuel. What a great reminder that is. One of the names of Jesus, but a very special and a very promising name, and he truly is with us. And what a gracious blessing that is. Both the Old Testament and the Gospel, both Isaiah and, of course, Matthew then repeats it once again and quotes Isaiah from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, to wicked King Ahaz, who doesn't believe. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, and you will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. And from Matthew chapter 1, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel. And then Matthew translates it for us, which means God is with us. Can you pretend with me that it's this coming Tuesday, the last day of school before Christmas break, and it's in the middle of the afternoon, and it's getting close to quitting time, maybe about an hour before school is out, and the teacher has to leave the room for a little bit. And the teacher is gone, and it seems like the teacher's gone a little extra long, and the kids get a little riled up. They get out of their seats, and they're crawling underneath their desks, and they're up at the chalkboard or the whiteboard and drawing on the whiteboard, and somebody says, "The teacher's coming." What does that mean? Well, let's say that it's the same classroom, and the teacher has left and is gone for a little bit long, but the children sit there and very patiently wait for the teacher, and someone says, "The teacher is coming." What's the difference? Well, the first one would be, "Uh-oh, the teacher's coming. Uh-oh, we're going to get in trouble. Uh-oh, we're not ready. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing." The first one is really kind of a message of law. It's really kind of a message of, "Oh no, I don't want the teacher to come just yet." But the second message is a message of good news. The teacher is coming and we get to start our Christmas time, our Christmas celebration that's there. The name Emmanuel, the name of Jesus, God with us, is both bad news, if you would, for some people, and it's marvelous news for others, for other people. God with us. Advent. We celebrate the fact in Advent that Jesus came. Boy, we're getting close to Jesus' birthday again, and we're going to celebrate the fact that Jesus came to us. We celebrate also in Advent that Jesus comes to us. Here's a beautiful picture of a family having their family devotions and Jesus coming in the home with mom and dad and children around and even an Advent wreath that's there. And finally, we have Jesus is coming again. And that's an Advent message. That's an Advent theme. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us, getting us ready for when Jesus comes once again. Our scripture reading for tonight speaks to us about the good news and the bad news, that name Emmanuel. First of all, the bad news. In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7, there's a king, and he's one of Jesus' ancestors, King Ahaz. King Ahaz is not a good king. King Ahaz doesn't trust in Jesus, doesn't trust in God. But God wants him to trust in him. The situation, the political situation, was that King Ahaz was the king down in Jerusalem. And there was this northern kingdom called Israel that was an enemy of theirs. There was a kingdom above them called Syria, and then there was this great big kingdom called the Assyrian Empire. The political situation was that the two kingdoms, Syria and Israel, you can just see Israel just above Jerusalem and Judah there, Israel and Syria said, "Hey, Judah, Why don't you come and join us in forces and then we'll fight against Assyria. We'll make sure that Assyria doesn't come and take us over. And King Ahaz says, no way. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to join you in forces with Israel and with Syria. No. But God sent Isaiah. God sent the prophet Isaiah to King Ahaz. God loved Ahaz and wanted Ahaz to do what was right. And Isaiah came to King Ahaz and said, don't worry about Israel. Don't worry about Syria. God's going to take care of you. Trust in God. Don't trust in yourself. King Ahaz didn't listen. Just like so many people don't listen when God's word is spoken. He didn't listen to Isaiah. Instead, what Ahaz did is he trusted in himself. And he went and he hired Assyria, paid them money to come and fight against Israel and Syria. And Isaiah says, no, ask for a sign. Ask for a sign, any kind of a sign. Ask God. King Hezekiah had the sun move backwards, one of his great-grandfathers and so on. God had given signs before. Ahaz asked God for a sign to know that. And Ahaz, in his stubbornness, Ahaz in his unbelief, Ahaz in his unrepentance says, I'm not asking God for any kind of a sign. I'm not putting him to the test. It really showed his unbelief. It really showed his out-and-out rejection of God. But Isaiah says, ha-ha, but the Lord will give to you a sign. The Lord will give you a sign. The woman, the virgin, will conceive and have a child. And that child is going to be called Emmanuel, God with us, because they're going to understand how God is blessing the people and how God is going to help. And within 2 or 3 years, before that child is 2 or 3 years old, Israel, Syria, you won't have to worry about them anymore. They're not even going to be a threat anymore. And it's true. Apparently, at that time then, a child was born, and they gave that child the name Emmanuel. And yet, it's going to be 700 years before the true fulfillment of Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, is there. King Ahaz would have been a good Ebenezer Scrooge. You know the Christmas carol, right? King Ahaz said, bah, humbug. Bah, humbug to God's promises. Bah, humbug to God with us. That's not for me, that's for somebody else. You know any Scrooges in the world today? You know any folks today that when you speak God's word to them, you speak that gospel message, you try and share Jesus Christ with them, and they say, oh, that's for you, but not for me. That's just bah, humbug. Well, that's what the law message, that's that tough message of Emmanuel, God with us, was for King Ahaz. Now, he was a son of David. But compare that son of David, King Ahaz, with another son of David by the name of Joseph. Joseph, we're familiar with Joseph. Joseph, also a son of David. Joseph, also in a pretty bad situation, a pretty tough situation. No, he didn't have a couple of armies that were trying to fight against him. He didn't have a political situation, but he had a very personal situation. He had a very personal situation of embarrassment, of reputation, of maybe even his life. We hear in the Gospel of Matthew that he was engaged to Mary. And Mary was found to be with child. Everybody would have figured it was probably Joseph who did it. Everybody would have figured that, and the Jewish people would have said, the punishment is death for the man and the woman. Joseph is in a bad situation. He's in a tough situation. And at first, he's kind of like King Ahaz. He tries to take care of it himself. He decides he's going to divorce Mary quietly and maybe kind of cover over things and see if maybe they'll just go away. But then the angel of the Lord comes to Joseph. You know the story. And the angel of the Lord says, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And this child who's going to be born, you are to give him the name Jesus. Jesus, the promised one, the one who's going to save the world from their sins, who's going to save you from your sins. Joseph, so unlike King Ahaz, Joseph was given that gracious gift of faith and believed God. And he trusted in God. And Joseph turned to God and he took Mary home as his wife. All the rumors that must have continued going on, all the things that must have been talked about, maybe for the rest of their life, but took Mary home. And Jesus, as you know, was born. Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jesus, the one who continues to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us in all the situations that come our way. All the difficult kinds of situations. Hospitalizations or sickness. Sometimes for those who are hungry or homeless. Those who grieve because of the death of a loved one. Those who have accidents or situations that happen in their lives that just turn their lives upside down. Especially broken relationships and things that are so broken in our lives. We live in a broken kind of a world. And God, Emmanuel, comes to be with us. And he comes and continues to remind us that he's with us in all of these situations. And especially in times of difficulty and trouble, he comes and says, I am with you. I am Emmanuel with you. What a good reminder with those words of invocation in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit as God places his name upon us. What a great reminder as we hear that our sins are forgiven, that we have the forgiveness in Jesus Christ. What a great reminder as he says, come and take, eat. This is my body. This is my blood. God with us, Emmanuel. What a gracious reminder with that benediction as he sends us back out into the world, into that sinful and very difficult world. Emmanuel, I am with you. God with us, always with us, working his good and his love in us. This Advent season, as Advent finishes up and as we celebrate Christmas, what beautiful names we have for our Lord and Savior, Jesus, our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. May God continue to be with you and give you that gracious gift of faith as he gave to Joseph and he gives to us so that we might continue to love him and grow in our faith and live under him. In that precious name of Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, until life everlasting. Amen.